This is the word that I have for you guys. It's, let's go to Luke chapter 11, verse 9. And I pray so much for this day that it got to a moment that God says, don't pray anymore for it. Okay, I didn't pray anymore for it. And then I got this word, and it's about persistence. I got it, and it was 11 o'clock at night. I was watching TV, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came into my heart and says, persist them. Tell them about persistence. So I go into the scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9. It says, and I said unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. This is Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus talking. He says, if you ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, received. And he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocked, it shall be opened. So Jesus is teaching his followers about persistence. You know, God is not in the business of getting a crowd together and getting just believers. God is in the business of getting true followers, disciples, people that will love him, people that will obey him, people that will serve him, people that will exalt his name. And to those, he's teaching about the principle of persistence. Now, persistence is action that continues until you get the breakthrough. It's something that you have to do over and over again. It has to do with occurrence. It has to do with the continuing an action. It's not perseverance. Perseverance is when you make a decision to stay on course. Persisting is what you do while you persevere. It's not, I have decided to follow Jesus. Okay, but what are you going to do about it? It's not just a decision to follow Jesus. It's a daily action that shows that your decision to follow Jesus is alive. Persistence. Persistence has to do with the repetition. You know, you continue on it until something happens. It's like in baseball, you know, perseverance is when you have decided to play baseball. Persistence is when you keep swinging the bat, even though you haven't hit the ball yet, but you keep swinging. You keep swinging until you hit a home run. Persistence. Say persistence. You know, God is teaching about persistence. It's so important in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. If we can get it up there. Revelation 3, chapter 21 says, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne. So persistence will bring authority. Overcome is talking about that one. That's the estate making what he's supposed to be making, doing what he's supposed to be doing. Persistence, and it's talking about that you will be granted a position in his throne. He's talking about authority. You know, Jesus was persistence. The reason that he got to the cross is because one day at a time, he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. It's not that he just persevere, staying, waiting for his opportunity to go to the cross. No, he persevered in the decision. But every day he was doing something about it. He was preaching the word. He was loving people. He was teaching people. He was saving people. He was healing people. He was confronting darkness. He was defying the devil. He was doing something about it. We have to be people who persist in our faith. You know, Jesus finished his vision, finishes his purpose because he was persistent. It's one day at a time, one action at a time, and we must persist. So I'm going to teach today about three things that I felt in my heart that we should all persist. And this is something that I apply in my life. And I look in the scriptures about Jesus teaching about persistence. And I found this scripture that is awesome. It's in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 13. We just read part of it right now. But it's talking about a friend. I'm going to paraphrase. Is that okay? Because I don't want to go over time. He's talking about a friend. It's a persistent friend. And he says, Jesus says that this friend comes to this house at midnight of his friend. And he was knocking at the door. And he was asking for loaf of bread. Because this friend that was knocking had another friend that was coming his way. And he wanted to be hospitable. He wanted to be useful. He wanted to bless this other friend. So he went to this friend at night. And he knocked. And the scripture says that the reason that his friend stood up from bed and gave him the bread was because of persistent knocking at the door. Now, there's something important here because the Bible is talking about friendship. And friendship with God is so important. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, you know, I'm going with my Father. I'm not going to call you disciples anymore. I'm going to call you friends. Because everything about me, you already know it. Friendship in the Bible speaks about true intimacy. You know, when you know the person. The friend came to the house of the other friend, not because the friend in the house promised him anything. It was not based on any promise. He never said to him, the scripture doesn't say, you know, if you ever need bread or if you ever need whatever, just come to my house and I'll give it to you. That was not the reason. He came to the friend's house to ask for the bread because he knew the friend. He was a friend and he knew the character. There's some times that you need to persevere trusting Jesus. Not because he has promised you anything, because you need to know who he is. He is a good God. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. He's a healer. He's a God that will protect you. Sometimes, you know, sometimes life brings stuff that you say, where does this come from? Sometimes, I mean, even Christians, my wife and I, by the way, she's here today. Saida, hi. That's my beautiful wife. She's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican fire. And there are things that come our way where we say, where does this come from? Where does this come from? And yes, we love the Word of God. We love the Word of God. And we pray the Word of God every day. That's another thing that you have to be persistent. But there are just things that we trust God because we know who He is. Based on His character. Based on His character. Persist believing in God. Based on who He is. He's a Father. He will never let you. He's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. And he has promised to be with us every single day. And he will be. Because whatever he says, he will accomplish. Because his character is a character that you can trust. So in this scripture, I found that this friend was being persistent, believing that I know who he is. I know who my friend is. You know, he's asleep. He might get mad at me. He's comfortable and everything. But if I knock and I know that eventually he will stand up and give me what I need. You know, we must be persistent in trusting the character of God. He's faithful. He's very faithful. And he's such a good God. Sometimes, last night, we were ministering in the ISON conference in the back room and with Pastor Diego Mesa. And then the word of the Lord came that there was a family there that they were very worried about a child that he was with cancer. And then this family came and it turns out that they just lost a son. A few months ago, they lost a son with cancer. I said, oh my God, what am I going to into it? How do I pray for this family? You know, three other kids, the wife, the father, and we just pray that we trust God no matter what. We trust him no matter what, even if it hurts, even if we cannot find the logic answer. We trust him because who he is. We must persist no matter what, trusting our Father because he's a good God. And even we don't understand a lot of things, we don't understand, but we still must trust him. Because his character. And we know that no matter what comes our way, he will turn it around and he will make it work for us. Amen? Say to your neighbor, persistence. Then I looked for another scripture. It's in the book of Luke also. It's about a persistent woman. And this woman comes to the judge. And I'm going to paraphrase it, okay? Is that okay with you guys? She comes to the judge and she starts asking for justice. She asks for justice and she asks for justice. And she tells the judge, listen, I'm not leaving until I get justice done. And the judge says, oh my God, let me do what she wants because if not, she's going to bother me so much that she's going to drive me crazy. So the judge grants her because of her persistence. The judge grants her desire. What is Jesus teaching about this? You know, sometimes problems come our way. And we need to go to the scripture and find exactly the scripture that will help us to go through the problems. Because God is a God of justice. He will do good for us because of who he is. But he will also do good for us because he's the God of justice. And this woman was consistently praying. It was a form of praying. And he was claiming justice to the judge. And the judge eventually said, okay, let's do it because of her persistence. And like George was in the middle of the worship, he was giving a word like, some of you have children that are apart from God. Some of you have children that are not serving the Lord. Some of you have children that are rebellious. You know, there's an awesome scripture about it. He has promised that our house, you and your house, shall serve the Lord. He has promised that once salvation comes to a life, the whole house will be blessed. You know, in my life, my sister, my older sister, she was the first one to come to Jesus. We are a Cuban family. We came to this country when I was one. And I haven't been able to go back. I'm going back for the first time in my life in 2 weeks to preach the gospel of Jesus. But I always wanted to go back, and they deny me. They deny me the entrance because of my family. I come from a family of politicians. They were involved in government a lot. They were involved in getting Castro down. I have uncles that were killed by the government. One of my uncle of my mom was a founder of the Cuban American Foundation in Miami, very powerful organization. And because of that, I was turned out. I was never involved in that, but just because there were my uncles and cousins and stuff like that, they didn't let me in. But now they do. I'm going back. But the thing is that it was a family with hatred in their heart. Vengeance. Oh, you kill my cousin, you kill my uncle, I'll get you. Unforgiveness. I come from a background of a lot of idolatry. There was idolatry in my house when I was a little kid because it is the culture of the island. You know, Catholicism mixed with idolatry. And my sister, my older sister, was the first one that came to Jesus. I remember, and the first time she told me about Jesus, I said, she's crazy or what? What is she talking about? And all she says is, and you better get ready because I'm going to start praying for you. I said, what? Ready for what? You'll see. And she started praying for me. She started praying for my wife. And within 2 years of her prayer, persistent prayer, within 2 years, listen to this. Someone came to my office. I was in business for 25 years. Never wanted to be a pastor. Never. Never wanted to serve the Lord. Just business. And this young girl came to my office. I mean, her eyes was full of the love of Jesus. And she says, I need to talk to you. I said, I can't talk to you. I'm busy. She stayed there. She was persistent. She stayed there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She stayed there for 6 hours. And within 5 minutes that she walked into my office, I came to Jesus crying. The next day, this girl, I mean, God has an anointing over girls, over women that is amazing. I am Christian and I'm preaching the word of God because a woman prayed for me. And a woman preached to me. Praise the Lord. Persistent prayer. And then the next day she went to my house. And she called my wife and said, I need to talk to you. My wife, no, I don't want to talk to you. No way. And she got into my house. You see, we lived in this place that had a security guard. Nobody could get in. She got in. I asked her, her name is Wanda, how did you get in? She says, I don't know, I just told the guy I was going to go see your wife. She said, go ahead, and he opened the door. She got in, and then she was knocking at the door, and my wife looked at him through, you know, through the little hole, and she said, what is she doing here? And she started cussing, what is she doing here? Within 5 minutes inside my house, my wife was giving her heart to Jesus. And it was all because my sister was praying for me. She even gave me a car. She gave me a car. And I still have her card she gave me. He says, I had a prayer for you every day. I pray that one day you will serve the Lord. I pray that one day you will get to know his peace, his love, and his mercy. And I know that my Lord will answer my prayer. And I said, oh my God, my wife, my sister is so aggressive. She really wants me to get into this religious weird stuff. She's so aggressive. I was a little bit scared of her. But let me tell you something. When you get a scripture from the Word of God, and you start praying, God will make justice. And if you have this morning here, you have a kid that is outside your home, or maybe it's rebellious or whatever, and you're worried about your family, don't worry. Just pray about it. Be persistent in your praying about your loved one, that God will bring justice to your house. Amen? Amen? Now, there's another scripture about persistence that I love, and this I'm going to read it to you, because this one is so important. It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 13. I have 10 more minutes, so 15 minutes, I guess. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 13. If we can see the scripture there, please, so we can all read it. But ye, brother, be not weary in well-doing. So he's talking about the church. This scripture is for us. But you, brother, be not weary in well-doing. You know, to be a good Christian, sometimes you get weary. When you start loving people, when you start giving yourself, you get hurt. Not only within the world, but within the church, which is worse. Well, we must be persistent in doing good. We must be persistent in the well-doing. Now, well-doing is about acts of love. He's talking about, in your actions, represent my love. Let your actions reflect my actions. That even though I was denied by my own people, I still walk in love. That even though my own family didn't believe in me, I still walk in love. That even though there was so much resistance coming my way, when I was doing the will of my God or my Father, I still walk in love. You know, ask Jesus every day for a supernatural impartation of his agape love. This is something that only God can do to us. We don't have the ability to develop this kind of love, but if you ask for it, he will give it to you. He will impart us. He wants us to walk in love. You know, the love of agape is an unconditional love. The love of agape is that you want the wellness of others no matter what. We need agape love in our houses. I need agape love to love my wife. It's not only the eros, you know, the kissing and the stuff. It's not only that. It's not only the phileo. You know, you look so pretty, you look so nice, it goes to the movie. It's not only that. I need unconditional love for my wife. I need unconditional love for my kids. And that is something that God can give us. Only God can give us. God can change your heart. God changed my heart completely. If you would have met me 20 years ago, ask my wife. Are you kidding me? I was crazy. I didn't know how to love. I didn't know how to speak. We serve a God that his expertise is in changing the heart of humans. And some of you here need to listen to this, because your children, your wife, your people, even your employees need to know that you have a good heart. And this is something that comes from God. This is something that comes from above. So when it says that, do not be weary and well-doing, you know, ask Jesus to give you this kind of love. Ask Jesus to give you an anointing to be generous. Generous. The world is the opposite of generosity. The world is all about me. What is it for me? How much money is for me? How can I look good? How can I be good? How can I be above everything? Competition, but not us. Us should be, what is it for them? What is best for others? Ask the Lord to give you an anointing to be a giver. That you be happy. You know, I was reading a book the other day that it was telling that the happiest people in earth are the ones who give the most. And it's so true. And Ask the Lord to be a giver. You know, put God first in all your resources. Put God first in your financial resources. Put God first in your time. Resource. Time is a great resource. Put time first in your talents, in your gift. And above everything, put God first in your decisions. And be a giver. You will be happy when you're a giver. Well doing, you know, is what about what can I give to others? How can I bless others? You know, in our churches, we're in Miami. And there's a huge growth of Hispanic population in Miami. You hardly speak English anymore in Miami. And we have churches, we have new people coming to our church all the time. And we have a lot of women that they're alone. They're very smart, very talented. I love to preach to women. I love it. And they're so smart, they're so talented, and they're alone. And they come into our church, and when they see my wife with smiling, and we hug them, and we welcome them, they feel so good about themselves. Most of these women, I would say 80% of these women, they become business people. Successful business people. They don't even know English. And they're alone. But they find the love of Jesus. They find the identity of Jesus. And they become leaders. And it's all because someone gave them the love of Jesus. Because someone gave them the smile of Jesus. Because someone gave them the hug of Jesus. Well doing. Perseverance in well doing. Give. It's not about yourself. It's about others that will make you happy. And number three, I want to talk to you about persistent in forgiving. We need to forgive every day. Because when you love and when you give, trust me, you're going to be hurt. And forgiving is something that we need to be persistent on it. The person that get you, that hurt you the most, is usually the one that you love and that you give yourself the most. And that's part of life, let's face it. And be quick to forgive. Be quick to forgive. Don't hold it. Forgiving will reflect the heart of the Father. And forgiving will protect you. Forgiveness is for your own good. It will protect you. And forgiving will make that God will bless you. And that He will exalt a forgiver. When we walk in a forgiving spirit, Jesus will exalt us. Even if you don't want to, He still will. You know, be persistent in good works. Because persistence pays off. Persistence pays off. Jesus talk about it constantly. Talk about it. It's not only to persevere. Yeah, I'm going to persevere being a Christian. I'm going to persevere in the promises of God. But what are you going to do every day? What are your daily actions? What is your persistence about it? Don't stay home. You know, come to church. Don't just say, I'm not going to serve anymore because I serve and I got hurt. So what? Forgive and start serving again. If people hurt you and people don't like you, this is the perfect excuse just to serve even more. And be persistent in forgiving. You know, forgiving is the number one tool. You can call it like that. The number one tool or the number one necessity in a marriage is not love, it's forgiving. Why are you so quiet now? But Pastor Frank, why do you say that? Because my wife forgave me so many times. And because she forgives me so many times, I can love her back so many times equally. Amen? Persistence. Persistence. Amen? That is my message this morning. Pastor Frank.